I think it's an absolute disgrace that the department has refused this funding application, because when we look at the numbers of patients that are on trolleys in Letterkenny University Hospital, it's almost 5,000 patients in 2017 were on trolleys in Letterkenny University Hospital. That's over double the figure on trolleys in 2016, and it's an absolute disgrace that that funding request hasn't been granted.
Because this has long since been regarded as to go some way towards addressing the issues that are faced in the hospital on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, look, we have always said, and our party published a document last year on the need to invest in Letterkenny University Hospital. And politicians from all sides of the political divide can talk about the issues that are facing the HSE. We can talk about the trolley crisis. We can talk about our community hospitals. But the only way to fix the problems in the health service is to invest in it. So there's an opportunity here to invest 1.8 million euro in Letterkenny Hospital to open that short stay unit, in order to ease the pressure that's on the accident and emergency unit. And the government just aren't doing it. And they're ignoring the statistics. They're ignoring the people on the ground. We as public representatives in Donegal are hearing stories every single day from people who are waiting in the accident and emergency unit in Letterkenny Hospital. And they're waiting for hours on end in those uncomfortable benches. They're sitting outside. They don't know whether they're coming or going, what's happening. And we need a wee bit of investment for those people, to give them a wee bit of comfort, to open up these 19 extra beds so that we can tick these patients in behind those magic doors that you see in A&E, tick them in, put them in a ward and actually treat them, instead of treating them like cattle and making them sit out in those uncomfortable benches. And not, you know, that's not the way that we should be functioning as a first world country. We need to be investing in our services to treat our citizens with the dignity that they deserve.